Your news and information leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Thank you. Good afternoon. It is basketball back at Dewar Arena at the SUNY Oneonta campus. This time, instead of a league championship, a state Final Four berth is on the line. This is the Class C girls state quarterfinals between the Cooperstown Lady Redskins, the team that we started our season off with against Unitigo, against the team that wound up beating Unitigo last week at the arena for the Section 4 championship. So the Section 3 Cooperstown Lady Redskins at 20-2, and the Harpersville Lady Hornets at 18-3, and the winner goes on to the Final Four at Hudson Valley Community College next Saturday. Hi there, everybody. I'm Greg Davey, back in the saddle for the doubleheader today, CND girls games on the line, and very much looking forward to it. Chance for two teams from the area to make it to the Hudson Valley Complex. So let's see what happens here. I think two teams that are very well matched are going at it here with Cooperstown and Coach Mike Niles for Ahrensbeck and the Harpersville Lady Hornets. Both teams have height. Both teams have terrific point guards. They have some good three-point shooting. Really, all the elements it takes to be a champion, and they are Section 3 and Section 4 champs. So that works out real nice. Our broadcast is sponsored by many extra people again today, so we want to make sure they know all about their we want to give them as much recognition as possible. But we start our ball game with the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show on WCDO, sponsored conveniently by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center, Route 7 of Riverside, Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in this afternoon's game. We'll be back to take a look at both teams a little bit more in depth and how they got here, as they have already were under 10 minutes before the pregame festivities begin. So let's get right to it. It's the Section 4 versus Section 3 State Girls Class C quarterfinal on WCDO.
Cork O'Hara invites you to experience the difference when you shop for your next car, truck, van, or SUV at Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. We are so confident in the quality of our vehicles at Chambers and O'Hara that we will give you a lifetime engine warranty on any vehicle. That's right, a lifetime engine warranty. So stop by for the best deal on your next vehicle, and Eli Kelly will assist you with all of your financing needs. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Call 563-4311 or check us online at chambersohara.com. Some restrictions may apply on lifetime warranty.
That's a weird-looking GPS.
It's actually a McDonald's Filet-O-Fish finder. Its one and only job is to find tasty, delicious, one-of-a-kind Filet-O-Fish sandwiches. It hones right in on that delicious tangy tartar sauce and melty cheese, getting closer by the second.
I need to get one of those.
Now you'll find two Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $3.33. Or one Filet-O-Fish and a large fry, also just $3.33. Prices and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Price of single item posted on menu board.
So, I hear McDonald's has any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just a dollar.
All day?
Yeah.
So I can get any of those drinks at McDonald's for a dollar right now?
Yes.
What about now?
Yep.
What about now?
Yes, 24 hours a day, any size, just a dollar.
Whoa. Satisfy your thirst with McDonald's any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just $1. All day, every day.
Ooh, even now?
Even now.
Many locations open 24 hours. Prices and participation may vary.
At NBT Bank, we're committed to delivering the best in community banking. That's why we introduced iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive offers free checking, debit, and savings accounts that help you build and manage your personal finances, and will be there every step of the way to help you grow your money skills. At NBT Bank, we're as committed as you are to achieving your goals. Visit nbtbank.com/iStrive or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank, member FDIC.
For 85 years, the people of Morabito have delivered energy, fuel, and food service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Marabito people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Marabito. Our people make energy different.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Bellevue Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter, the area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back. And how did these two teams get here? Well, the simple answer is they played really good basketball, but that's too obvious. Both teams I have covered this year, Harpersville obviously a lot more than Cooperstown, but Cooperstown has a nice local connection, and that is Coach Mike Niles is a Unitigo graduate and coached Unitigo girls before current coach Greg Bonskowski took over. Mike had accepted a job at Cooperstown, and he has led this team. Well, the first year he got there, they went to the state Final Four. Not a bad debut, but and then those girls graduated, and he has developed a program to where this team is primed and ready to take that next step to the Final Four once again. But they come in with a record of 20-2. They lost to... Well, they barely beat Unitigo in the game we did, 37-34, but as Kurt Ahrensbeck agreed with me, the teams have come so far since then, you really can't judge from that first game. But how ironic it would have been, or coincidental, if Unitigo and Cooperstown were playing today, because Mike's sister, Kelly Hapley, is still a teacher and coach there at Unitigo, and his brother-in-law, Matt Hapley, is the athletic director. So it would have been a really nice storybook, but it's Harpersville because they have been playing the best out of the Mid-State Athletic Conference and Section 4 Class C girls group, and they have earned their trip here. Cooperstown got here by virtue of winning after a first-round bye. On the 15th of February, they beat Beaver River 67-24. They are very similar to Harpersville in that they get out of the gate quickly. It was 21-2 at the first quarter, 38-7 at the half. You're going to get to know these names. Summer Murdoch had 22 points, including three-pointers. Alana Haggerty had 14, and Liz Malaya, the freshman sensation and MVP of the Section 3 tournament, had 12. They followed that up with a win over Herkimer 47-34. Again, it was a 15-5 first quarter getaway. Murdoch had 20 points and all five of the three-pointers for Cooperstown. Nicole Kring had 12 points. They scored 18 of those 47 on free throws. And then in the semifinals at Onondaga Community College, it was a 50-45 win over Little Falls. Now, they were up at halftime, 32-15, but Little Falls caught up and made it a 37-34 game after three quarters, and then it was Cooperstown putting the pedal to the metal and winning by five. Well, that pedal, no, by two more, I guess, outlasting the teams, let's put it that way. Liz Malay had 26, including 3 three-pointers. Murdoch had 11, Haggerty 8, and Kring 5. And then in the championship game a week ago, or more than a week ago, on Thursday the 28th, it was at the Carrier Dome. What a thrill that must have been. Beating Wheatsport 59-44. Again, a 15-6 first quarter lead. At halftime, it was 29-18. Wheatsport made a little run, making it a 7-point game after three quarters. And then Cooperstown put it away at that point. Summer Murdoch, 5 more three-pointers, 21 points in all. Haggerty, 15. Malaya, 9. Kring, 8. Those are the four main scores, obviously, as the trend continues. They only scored 8 points from the line. I do not have free throw percentages for either team, so we don't know how good shooting. Actually, I do have percentages for Cooperstown. They're shooting 56, almost 56%. And Nicole Kring gets to the line the most, but the best free throw shooters are Summer Murdoch and Liz Malaya. As far as scoring averages, Murdoch leads with 13.7. She is a 5'8 senior. Liz Malaya, the freshman, at 10.7. She's also the point guard. and she averages almost 3 assists per game and 82 steals total to lead the team. Not bad for a freshman, huh? Nicole Craig, 10.5 points per game. She also is the leader with almost just under 10 rebounds per game. And Maggie Hall is the other starter at 5.4 per game, and Alana Haggerty, whose average has gone up at 4.9. She was really a non-factor scoring-wise all season. She has found her touch. Haggerty is a 5'9 senior, and the other one I mentioned, Maggie Hall, is a 5'3 junior. They also will have 6'1 junior Lucy Ford, so they have a little bit of a Twin Towers thing going. They did that against Unitigo. Wasn't terrifically there with it, but, you know, that's what happens in the first game of the season, how you evolve from there. Unitigo, or Harpersville, as we know, defeated Elmira Notre Dame in the semifinals after beating Unadilla Valley on the Storm's home court, the MAC champs, and you could see that they were destined as they defeated Elmira Notre Dame strongly. And then, of course, the big win by 24 over Unitigo in the last game that we did that I did last Saturday at the Broome County Veterans Memorial Arena. And in that game, it was classic Harpersville, the way they wanted to play this season, but didn't always get that result. Miranda Drummond had 27 points. She's averaging 22 and 8 rebounds a game. I think she had way more than 8 rebounds in that one. They're also aided by sophomore Shelby Medovich, their most improved player of the year, averaging 8 points a game. She had 13 in the first three quarters, including the three-pointer that really buried the Spartans when they were trying to make their comeback in the third quarter. And then Savannah Murray had 10 points. She's their second-leading scorer at 17. She's also by far their leading three-point shooter. She's made all three-pointers during the tournament until the finals when Drummond and Medovich had one. Ironically, Murray didn't have any. So they're going to do the national anthem, so we'll step away. We'll come back, name some special sponsors, and get this puppy underway. It's Cooperstown versus Harpersville State Class C Girls Quarterfinal on WCDL.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, they're reading the Sportsmanship Awards. We want to say thank you to the following folks: Don's Deli and Shindello Federal Credit Union of Franklin, Butler Auto Sales of Sydney, Otigo Family Dental, Sydney Federal Credit Union, and Bread and Butter Country Store in Harpersville. We've got a number of folks like this sponsoring specially for today and hopefully for next week at the state Final Four girls at Hudson Valley Community College. So here we go. The announcer is ready to do the starting lineup, and we are too. See if we can pick up the mic.
Jordan Cyber. Junior number
Everybody's getting introduced. And since we archive, this is a good thing to mention everyone. Ready with a starting lineup. We might even have some theme music here. Yeah, I hear it.
And now, the starting lineup is for Cooperstown. Freshman number 10, Lee Morley. Senior number 4, Senior number 11, Summer Miller. The Hopper number 5, Shelby Madeline. For Cooperstown, senior number 14, Elena Haggerty. For Hopperville, senior number 15,
that's my favorite name.
Senior number 15, Nicole Wright. For Hopperville, senior number 21, Savannah Murray.
Savannah's twin brother Logan is the mascot for the Hornets.
Junior number 25, Maggie Hall. For Hopperville, junior 32, Yolanda Duranis. Head coach for Cooperstown is Mike Miles. Head coach for Huntersville is Kurt Ehrenbeck.
Oh, yes. Now there's a PA announcer who gets it. I appreciate that. We talked a little bit before I added. I said, I love your energy. That's what we want for the pregame. So we are ready to go. Harpersville is the home team on the scoreboard and on the floor with their white uniforms. They got some blue accents and, of course, the Harpersville gold for the Cooperstown Lady Redskins, whose name may take the bite after this year. I believe the school board has eliminated that name, sad to say, in my opinion, the orange and black of Cooperstown. Our ball game also sponsored by Jessup House Building Supplies in Sydney Center, Cohen and Frazier Builders of Franklin, Meng Insurance, Osterhout Madden Funeral Home in Harpersville, Barabato Energy Products, Bergen's Auto Service of Franklin, and Twin Valley Finished Lumber Quality Hardwoods of Sydney. All right, so obviously we have got a loud crowd here at SUNY Oneonta. It'll be Drummond and Kring going to jump it up. And Kring, the slightly better tap, it is controlled by Cooperstown. And we are underway in this ballgame. Cooperstown moving to my left, Harpersville to my right on the old radio dial. Welcome along. We've got some people logging on already. I'll spread that good news in just a moment. Down into the corner, Cooperstown with Nicole Kring going baseline. Passes across the key. It went out of bounds. There are three officials from here on in from the section, from the league championships of three and then the section four finals of three. Now everything from here is three officials. Why not? Because a lot less teams are playing, so a lot less referees are out of work. And I'm just kidding when I say that. All right, the Fire with 3 seconds on the shot clock put up and missed by Summer Murdoch, but an offensive rebound is not controlled yet, so people are on the floor. We're tied up, and it will, because of the tap being controlled by Cooperstown, it'll be the Lady Hornets with the ball. And you heard the announcer give the starting lineup, so I don't necessarily have to repeat it. But Marcy Ritter, number 4, will be a starter. She may not last a long time. They like to go other places. There's a weak side pass. The turnaround by Savannah Murray that misses. And I see the one official in the middle is going to be in my way the whole game. Yikes. All right, up the floor quickly comes freshman point guard Liz Malaya to Murdoch. Murdoch can fire the 3. So can Savannah Murray from Harpersville. We'll see where this one winds up. Everyone intends this game to be high scoring. Murdoch might have gotten away with the travel. Actually, Malaya. Malaya with a runner in the lane. We are underway. And the first basket of the game scored by the youngest player on the floor in Liz Malaya. Savannah Murray to Miranda Drummond, who is bringing the defense of Alana Haggerty out. It's Drummond for 3 off the back of the rim. Good rebound by Maggie Hall of the Redskins. And here comes Cooperstown after Harpersville tried their signature play to start the game, that weak side diagonal pass, and the shot was missed. So 2 possessions and nothing for Harpersville, 2 possessions and 2 points for Cooperstown. There's the travel as Nicole Kring tried to drive the baseline. She picked up her foot before the dribble. And that's a turnover. 6:17 to go, just underway, 2-0. Cooperstown, Murray to the left side for Drummond. Now, Miranda Drummond is outside right now. That could very well change, and there's a little push going on by Haggerty. Kurt Ehrensbeck, coach of Harpersville, is famous for not telling me a whole lot before the game. And this could be one of his new strategies, is to get Miranda Drummond outside, bring the taller girls out. Drummond open for 3, takes it in. This time it's short. The last time it was off the back of the rim, this time the front of the rim. She had 27 points in the Section 4 championship game. It is Murdoch back to Malaya. Tall lineup, really, for Cooperstown. A little bit taller player per player than Harpersville. A nice drive in there by Murdoch, but too wild. Offensive rebound by Haggerty. Puts it back out on the floor to Murdoch, who misses the jumper. Murray through the double team, could not get through. Malaya knocked it free. Kring kept it going, and it goes out of bounds. Nicole Kring could not control it. I'm sure there's a battle of nerves going on within each and every player, both individually and collectively, who can settle down easiest. And Harpersville, a nice tight man-to-man defense, making it hard to inbound the ball. Ritter almost steals the ball, tapped it free. Here comes Murdoch up the right side. She passes up the shot, goes to Haggerty in the right corner, guarded by Drummond. Now it's Maggie Hall swinging around to Murdoch. Murdoch back to Hall. 10 on the shot clock for these girls. Cooperstown not even near the basket, and another travel violation, this time on Alana Haggerty. So 5:10 to play, and it's still just a 2-0. We'll call this an opening quarter chess match. Some team is going to break free, and when they do, watch out. It is Shelby Medovich to the left side for Drummond. She's 0-for-2 from the three-point line. Ritter bounce pass inside to Gutierrez. Her shot was blocked by Kring. Kring averages over 2 blocks per ball game. Up the floor comes Liz Malaya, guarded by Savannah Murray. That's going to be a tremendous matchup most of this game. Haggerty gave up her dribble. Drummond almost the steal. Kring way out on the offense. 14 on the shot clock. Murdoch. Medovich gives her no room to operate. Passes to Maggie Hall. And both teams are really struggling to get open looks. There is Malaya. Back to Murdoch for 3. And it's off too far. Rebound. Nobody. That's when the officials make their money right there. Whose ball is it? It's Harpersville's. So 4:19 on the Hornets, who are used to scoring 18 to 20 points on a regular basis in the first quarter of their games, is scoreless. Remember, they got to an 8-0 lead before Unitigo even touched the basket. Inside is Drummond to Gutierrez. Her shot blocked again by Kring. There's her game average of 2. Nice pass up ahead to Maggie Hall, an uncontested layup, but she's short with it. Kring with the offensive board. Can't hang on. It's rebounded by Murray. Up the floor she comes. Lickety-split up the left side. Murray stops and pops. High-arcing shot, and it's good. Savannah Murray ties the score at 2. More than halfway through the first quarter. What can both coaches say except good defense so far? Murray making Malaya stay way out on the offense. Both teams in a man-to-man, and when you get this far up the ladder, most teams do play man-to-man. Maggie Hall driving in on Gutierrez. Gutierrez got a piece of the ball. Now Kring up. There's some contact with no whistle blowing, and Medovic and Kring going for the ball together. Again, the officials say that Cooperstown touched it last. So, up the floor again. Savannah Murray a lot slower this time. Long pass up ahead to Marcy Ritter. Good heads-up play by Nicole Kring. It goes out of bounds, and it will be Harpersville's ball. So not only does Cooperstown have the pep band that played the national anthem, they have a cheerleaders group that is a nice addition to today. Murray for three. It's in and out. Rebound. Ritter had it and lost it to Maggie Hall. Both teams look a little tired. Here comes Blay up the left side. With the left hand, it's no good, but there's a foul. And that'll go on Miranda Drummond. First foul of the Harpersville side. And I say this in every Harpersville game. Miranda Drummond has a tendency to get a lot of fouls in a row if she does not back off on some of her naturally aggressive play. So Marcy Ritter is coming out, and super sub Tatiana Sosnowski, another one of my favorite names for the season. She's in there, number 24. And, of course, she's a 5'7 junior. So Malaya makes one of two. 3 points for her, and it's 3-2. No lead changes yet. We've had one tie at two. Driving in is Medovic. Her shot is blocked. It's out of bounds. Obviously going to be Harpersville's ball underneath. So Gutierrez will inbound. Harpersville sets up four to Murray in the corner. Lost it, got it back, goes baseline, puts it up, and oh, it's off the rim again. Thought she had it. It's Summer Murdoch with a rebound. Up she comes. Passes off to Liz Malaya. Hard up the right side. Passes to Haggerty. Right back to Hall for three. Off the front of the rim. In stride. Caught by Medovic. Stolen away by Murdoch. Murdoch drives in. Too hard on the shot. The follow-up by Kring is no good. Kring gets her own rebound again. Passes out. But Drummond has it. And then Malaya. And then they're all on the floor. My gosh, this has gotten wild. This is like a Big East game. So the possession arrow pointing toward the Redskins. Basket. 3-2. Cooperstown by one with 2:13 to play. All thoughts of a high-scoring game, at least a high-scoring first quarter, are done. Malaya back to the left side. Maggie Hall. They have not subbed on Cooperstown. Medovic, a nice job defensively on Murdoch. Back to Maggie Hall. Up for three again. And it's good! Maggie Hall with the game's first three-pointer. 5-2 is the score. Up the floor comes Murray. Drummond fakes around the screen, goes up with a layup, two-hand, it's good. So Drummond on the board, it's 5-4. Maggie Hall, by the way, with 15 three-pointers, but that's less than a third of Summer Murdoch's 48. So that's the one you expect. Here comes Malaya, again a runner, too hard. Rebound Drummond, they've got a fast break, one of the rare times. Off to Murray. Murray cross court to Medovic. No good. It's back up. She gets another rebound out of bounds. It will be Harpersville's ball, even though Drummond and Murray chased it. Murray gave up a pass at the last second. It's normally Drummond on the finish, but this time it was Medovic. But she could not finish. She had two chances at it. The third time it was a block. Inbounds it comes to Medovic. She's on the right wing. To Murray. She's open for three. Well, way off the mark. And out of bounds. Mike Niles makes a nice catch. The former Unitigo athlete definitely played basketball and baseball because I did his games on the radio back in the 90s. Nice catch nonetheless. All right, 5-4, Cooperstown with a buck to play. 1 minute in the first quarter. Murray giving Malaya fits. Malaya, nice job with the left hand, does a little hitch and go. We'll see if the referees pick up on that. These girls that can handle the ball, part of the thing that's allowed right now is they get to put the ball on their hip, and that's exactly what Malaya did. It's out of bounds. Cooperstown to inbound with 55 seconds to go. Maggie Hall on the left wing. She's hit the game's only three. There goes Malaya for three. No good. Rebound Sosnowski, and now it kicks out to Gutierrez, And with 47 seconds to go, that's going to be a... It's going to be a possession arrow, or the proverbial 50-50 ball. Harpersville, another possession here. They can take the lead with the basket here. Drummond had her easiest shot moments ago, faking through a screen. It is Medovic, and Maggie Hall, just a little too aggressive, gets called for the hold. Well, obviously, with this type of tempo, nobody is in foul trouble. It's a lot of freelance so far. 32 seconds to go. Harpersville can't quite play for the last shot. And thank you, Mr. Official, for being right in my way. It is Murray. The little floater is good. She's fouled. Harpersville takes their first lead. That'll go on Nicole Kring. That's her first. Three team fouls on Cooperstown, and the first look at substitutions for Cooperstown. Number 33 is 6'1 junior Lucy Ford coming in, along with number 12 Sarah Jane Marasco, a 5'6 junior. Meanwhile, Holly Henry comes in, the 5'10 junior for Harpersville. Shot is up, and Murray, who hit 3 1-and-1s in a row against Unadilla Valley, misses this one. So with 6-5 lead, Cooperstown can take the lead with a shot with 17 seconds left in the first quarter. To the right side for Marasco. Marasco out front to Murdoch. Murdoch driving in on Medovic. Not there. Cross court to Murdoch, or for Malaya for three. Way off the mark with 2 seconds to go. They won't get a shot off. And it is done for the first quarter. 6-5. It's a chess match for the state quarterfinal game between Cooperstown and Harpersville. The Hornets lead by one. It's live, Section 4 versus Section 3 state playoff basketball on your local sports leader, WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCD.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
If either side was told they would score 6 points in the first quarter and be leading, I think neither team would believe it. But the Cooperstown and Harpersville game is something. The Hornets lead the Redskins 6-5. Already one lead change. But it took the whole first quarter to get it. Down low, Nicole Kring backing in. That's a new look now. And big shot off with a left hand. Nicole Kring's first basket. And a new lead for Cooperstown. 7-6. We've got people logging in all over New York State. And right now, only one outside of New York State. As Tatiana Sosnowski drives in on Kring on the left side. Goes up. Shot blocked by Kring. She's got three already and out of bounds. We've got people logging in. Where'd my sheet go? Elmira, Endicott, Binghamton, New York City, Fredonia, Utica, Norwich, Endicott, Binghamton, and New Braunfels, Texas. Hello, New Braunfels, Texas. And I'll even go further and say hello, Debbie. All right, down in the corner, it's Drummond going up hard on the left side. She doesn't get the basket, but she's got the foul. Well, that's two on Nicole Kring, so that's going to be important. Because Drummond is at the line now to shoot two. The first one is good, gives her 3 points total, and more importantly for Harpersville, ties the game at seven. So Kring will come out with those two fouls, replaced by number 33, Lucy Ford, who saw just a brief time in the first quarter. Second shot for Drummond is good. Harpersville did not get to play here in the MAC Championship, but they are playing here now when it counts the most. Alana Hegarty drives in against Tatiana Sosnowski, puts it up way off the mark. Good rebound by Shelby Medovich. Off to Savannah Murray, who gets past Summer Murdoch. Up the floor she comes. Picked up by Malaya. Down low to Sosnowski. Bounce pass inside to Henry. She puts the ball on the floor. A mistake there because Maggie Hall had a little piece of that. Possession arrow will be Hornets. Cooperstown had the first possession of the second quarter. So thank you, folks, for logging in. We got a doubleheader to cover today. Class D game after this. Franklin and Oriskany. It is Holly Henry from the top of the key. It's good, but just inside the line. A big basket from Holly Henry. 8-7. That doesn't look right. Should be 9-7. Or 10-7. There we go. 10-7. Believe it or not, the largest lead of the game. And there's Malaya driving hard on the left side, but missing. And picked the pocket. Alana Hegarty, the back in and score. Alana Hegarty surprised somebody on that Harpersville team. I didn't get to see. I was blocked out. Murray comes back, and she's off the mark this time. But that was a point that never should have been allowed by Harpersville. Cooperstown was very opportunistic. It's 10-9, and now the Redskins have a chance to take the lead. Malaya dumps it down to Ford, off her hands. Picked up by Drummond. She needs some help. There's Savannah Murray, the senior. Unloads to Henry, way up the court. Henry back out to Drummond for a three. It's going to be short. Rebound, Henry. Tries to pass it back out to Murray. Fakes the three. Goes in. Foul line jumper is off the front of the rim twice. Rebounded by Summer Murdoch, and the outlet pass comes to Maggie Hall. Hall thought about a fast break, not going to happen. So Liz Malaya already huffing and puffing, but she's a gamer. I don't think she'll be coming out of the game unless there's something drastically wrong for Mike Niles' team. Malaya, lots of dribbling, and Murray just lets her go way out there. No harm, no doubt out there. In the corner. Oh, nice baseline move by Murdoch, but she ran out of real estate. It's got to go turned over to Harpersville, and now SB Gutierrez comes back in the game, replacing Holly Henry, who gets the fives from all of her teammates on that Succo bench for scoring the basket. It's 10-9, 5:15 to go. Harpersville by one, second quarter action from SUNY Oneonta. Murray, double team, off to Drummond. Miranda Drummond looks right, goes left, shoots from 15 feet out. It's off the front of the rim again. Rebounded by Lucy Ford. So Lucy Ford's going to get some quality minutes here in the second quarter, spelling Nicole Kring, who's got the first player with two fouls. Malaya again up the right side, around a screen. Set by Maggie Hall. Drives in, blocked by Gutierrez. Collected by Ford, but there's going to be another foul on Drummond, I believe, on the contesting of the rebound. Now, one thing for sure, Drummond will not come out of the game. Although Kurt Ahrensbeck is going to think about it for just a little bit. Ford at the line misses her first opportunity. Got another sub I'll tell you about in just a second. But Lucy Ford at the line this year is 14 for 27, just a hair over half, and she misses both. Gets her own rebound off the left side, is good. Oh, my. Not only is that 4 points, for Cooperstown in this quarter, it's off offensive rebounds. Hegarty had the turnaround, and Ford, after missing her second free throw, chased her own shot and got the basket. So it's now 11-10 Cooperstown. Malaya on the line, and again, they are allowing that carry to go on for Liz Malaya. Got some more people checking in. Did I hear Cherry? Oh, did I mention Cherry Valley's logged in? Yep. Thank you very much. Obviously rooting for Cooperstown. It is Drummond. Lost the ball, got it back. Oh, she's falling down. She passes it right there in the way is Liz Malaya. Left side layup is no good, but she's fouled by Shelby Medovich. The sophomore picks up her first foul. We are just one whisker of a second away from 4 minutes to go. So at the line is Liz Malaya. Shot is up, and it's short, and off to the right. She's got 3 points in this game. Timeout asked for a short timeout. Gives us a chance to thank some of our extra sponsors. I've got so many papers. Here we go. National Bank of Delaware County in Franklin. Huff Ice Cream of Sydney. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney. Beagle's Plumbing and Heating of Harpersville. Egley Machine Company in Sydney. Rich's Auto Body of Franklin. And Assemblyman Clifford Crouch. Thank you very much. Let's go a step further, shall we? Belden Hill Golf Course in Harpersville. Are they playing yet? NBT Bank. C.H. Landers Funeral Home of Sydney. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney. Roberts Eye Care of Sydney and Vestal, Amerigas of Sydney, Hawkins Homes of Harpersville, and Bainbridge sponsor TEPCO Automotive. Greg Davey here at SUNY Oneonta's Dewar Arena. Second shot for Liz Malaya is up and good. 4 points for Malaya on 2-for-4 shooting. She's their best free throw shoot. No, second best at 62%. Down low to Drummond. Oh, she had it, lost it, goes up and is fouled on the shot. It'll go on Alana Haggerty, who has her second foul. So the front line for Cooperstown, Kring and Haggerty each with two fouls. Although Haggerty is on the floor right now. Drummond shooting two. Makes the first one. Makes it 12-11. Maggie Hall checks back in as Haggerty sits down with that second foul. Last week in the Section 4 Championship, Miranda Drummond was 10 for 15. Second shot is good. She's found it to her liking here at SUCO. Her third year playing here, played as a freshman as the team went to the Final Four and played in the final game. Remember that on the Sunday afternoon. Hannah Kimmel's final game as the Harpersville Hornet. Here comes Malaya driving hard. Off the glass, no good. Ball's up for grabs. Marcy Ritter back in the game. Goes to Shelby Menevich. Now it's Murray waiting for it. Up the court comes Drummond. Drummond stops, pops, and it's off the back of the rim this time. Rebound. Oh, Drummond with a steal. Passes back to Medovich to the dismay of Cooperstown fans. 22, Ellen Vibbert is in the game for Cooperstown. Murray, shot blocked. Recovery by Drummond. Now it's Murray again. Missed it. Murray again. Harpersville relentless on the board. That'll be Lucy Ford's first foul. So five of the six team fouls on Cooperstown from their forwards and center. So Savannah Murray at the line, 0 for 1 so far, makes this one. And I think it's fair to say, well, it'll be a short timeout for Cooperstown. 13-12, Harpersville leads by one, 3:09 to play first half. Live Section 4 versus Section 3 State Quarterfinal Girls Basketball Class C on WCDO.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both a professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything for over 90 years. Downtown Sydney Center.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Savannah Murray's second shot is good. So what I was going to say is Harpersville staying in this game a lot based on free throws. They are 6-for-7.
Are you ready?
Not so good. 2-for-6 for their opponents. Rebound or a shot in there by Lucy Ford after the 14-12 lead. Marcy Ritter's first foul, the 5'7 senior. Four team fouls for the Hornets. It's 14-12 with exactly 3 minutes left in the first half. Lucy Ford makes this one. It went off the back of the rim, took an up spin, and then back down. This could tie it up. It's 14-14. So Lucy Ford shows that 50% style. Missing two, making two. 14-14 tie, our third tie of the ball game. It is Medovich, shot blocked. Murray, Drummond inside, just missed it. Gets their own rebound, goes up again, it's good. Miranda Drummond with 8 hard-earned points. 4 from the field, 4 from the line. 16-14 Hornets. This game is living up on the small number side to everything they talked about beforehand. Murdoch. Quick pass down low and a nice pickoff there by somebody for Harpersville. That's Marcy Ritter. Nice defensive work. It'll be Cooperstown ball, but the pass went down very quickly to number 22, Ellen Vibbert, and Ritter saw the opportunity to snatch the ball away. Didn't quite get there. There's Vibbert's shot from the foul line. No good. Maggie Hall, nice timing, puts it back up after the miss and scores. Maggie Hall has 5 points to lead Cooperstown. We're tied again at 16. Fourth tie of the ball game. Inside, Murray driving in, just missed it. Or check that, Medovich, Shelby Medovich. There's a foul away. That'll go on Lucy Ford again. Well, no, it's going to go on Tatiana Sosnowski. Her first and the team's fifth. Miranda Drummond with two, nobody else with more than one for Harpersville. It's Haggerty and Kring with two for Cooperstown, nobody else more than one. Nobody's shooting a one-on-one yet. Next time Cooperstown commits a foul, if it's a non-shooting, it will be a one-on-one. A three-pointer shot and made by Maggie Hall. Maggie Hall with 8 points, and suddenly it's our sixth lead change. One, two, three, four, five, six lead changes. And another push underneath by Harpersville. That'll be on Marcy Ritter. That's her second. So both teams, six team fouls. We are now entering the bonus. 19-16, Cooperstown by three. Malaya, left side. Maggie Hall again for three. This time it misses. Lucy Ford had a tap in it. Hall follows that up. And now it's Murdoch, a high arcing three. Off the front of the rim and a push foul from behind. That could be two on Ford.
Redskins foul is on number 33.
Yep.
Lucy Ford, that's her second.
So three players for the Redskins with three fouls. Lucy Ford, Nicole Kring, and Alana Haggerty. It could be a coincidence. They're all, they're the three tallest players on this team.
Marcy Ritter will shoot one and one.
So Sosnowski comes out. Holly Henry checks back in. She's been quite the sub. She's got a basket. Marcy Ritter does not get to the foul line very often, and now she needs to earn a second shot. It is one and one. 19-16, Cooperstown by three with a minute 27 to go. Ritter misses. No, she makes it. It took an unexpected spin into the basket. I started to describe the rebound, and it took a very bizarre spin in, and Harpersville fans certainly glad of that. Second shot for Ritter. This one's not going to get that lucky bounce. Rebound by Murdoch. So up the floor, Liz Malaya. To the right side, driving in, backs it out now in the corner to Ford. Cross-court pass stolen by Henry. Henry's got one on three. She needs to pass it back to somebody. It goes to Drummond. Drummond drives in through traffic and is fouled, and that's going to be three on Lucy Ford. Drummond helping out teammate Holly Henry. That'll be three on Lucy Ford. So Mike Niles really with a big decision to make. Does he bring in Nicole Kring with two fouls? Does he bring in Alana Haggerty with two fouls? Does he keep Lucy Ford on the floor with three fouls? And suddenly, Harpersville can't find the mark from the line. A miss by Miranda Drummond. So this will be a very small lineup for Cooperstown. Will Harpersville be able to take advantage? Drummond makes the second of two shots. She's got a game-high 9 points. And it's 19-18, Cooperstown with the ball. Murdoch, Malaya, Maggie Hall, Ellen Vibbard, and who's the missing ingredient? Number 12, Sarah Jane Marasco. Marasco's got the ball at the top of the key. Doesn't do a lot of dribbling. Didn't do any dribbling on that one. Pass cutting down is Murdoch. The shot blocked. Drummond with a rebound. She starts to go the other way and is fouled before she can get away.
Redskins foul is on number 12, S.J. Marasco. That's her first.
That'll be Sarah Jane Marasco, or they're calling her S.J.
Miranda Drummond will shoot 1-1.
Drummond at the line for 1-1. She is 5-for-6 from the line thus far. One shot here with 39 seconds to go. Ties it up. It's missed, though. Rebound by Murdoch. Malaya quickly ahead to Vibbard. Vibbard's double team. Back outside. Nice fake by Malaya. The shot is way off the mark, though. Henry with a rebound to Gutierrez. And Esperanza gives it off to Savannah Murray. Murray all the way up the left side. A steal. No, Murray gets it back. And apparently a foul will be called on Savannah Murray, pushing off to get the ball back. Savannah has that look of wonderment because she dove on the floor to get the ball back, but a foul will be called, and that is the first on Savannah Murray. That's also the seventh team foul. That'll bring a 1-1 for Summer Murdoch. And Summer, their leading scorer, has been held without a point so far. Murdoch, their best free throw shooter at 65%, 45 for 69. She has not scored. She averages 13.7, misses. Murray with a rebound up the floor. Nice hesitation move to get by the defense. The stop and pop is off the back of the rim, and Murray gets her own rebound. There's a steal by Summer Murdoch. What a strip. Is she going to finish? No, it goes off the rim, out of bounds. It'll be Harpersville's ball. Oh, Cooperstown missing a golden opportunity with Summer Murdoch. The steal could not finish. She took it hard up the left side. 19-18 the score. And a final second heave by Murray is no good. And we have come to the end of the first half with a very low scoring but very intense game. 19-18 Cooperstown. We've had 6 lead changes and 4 ties. We'll be back to sort it all out during the Maravito Energy Products Halftime Report. You're listening to the state quarterfinal Class C girls basketball game from Oneonta State on your local sports leader, WCDO.
For 85 years, the people of Maravito have delivered energy, fuel, and food service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Maravito people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Maravito, our people make energy different.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD, calf or decaf.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla,
that's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at manginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including NYCM Insurance, home office, Edmiston, New York.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of live Tri-Town area basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Halftime here at night at Dewar Arena Alumni Fieldhouse at Suco, and it's 1918 Cooperstown. And based on the math, apparently I had a three-pointer for Maggie Hall that was not a three-pointer. So, Joe, we're going to have to take that off the screen. Maggie Hall had a basket in the first quarter. I thought it was a three. Apparently it was only a two. So 5 points in the first quarter for Cooperstown and 14 in the second half for them, and they have 19 total. So we had to make sure that was right. And all right, now we've got it. And our halftime show is, first of all, on the floor, Tom Carter, longtime marathon runner for in the Binghamton area. He's in the Seton Catholic Hall of Fame. He is also the stick man. He has a long, long, long stick. He spins a basketball on the tip of it and then brings it down gently through the basket. He's performed all over the world. And that time he missed. So you hear the, oh. Our halftime show on the radio, though, is brought to you by Maravito Energy Products. It's our halftime report sponsored by Maravito Energy Products with 85 years of delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Looks like Tom's going to do it again. Tom right now is the men's and women's tennis coach at Broome Community College. So he's spinning on his finger. Up, oh, didn't get it right. Up, oh, up, oh, up. Oh. See, not every performance is perfect, but I think the crowd is being very, very nice. But he's very good. He's done it at the Broome County Arena many, many times as well. I've never seen him miss at the arena, so maybe it's the college campus that's throwing him off. I don't know. I'm just making that up. Let's see. First of all, our log-on people from Tallahassee, Florida, Afton, New York, Boston, Massachusetts, and Lowville up in the home of Siena College. So let's hope that we have a lot more by the time the day is over. We've got a Class D game still ahead. But this Class D game is everything defensively we thought it would be. It is 19-18 Cooperstown. And now Tom Carter is going to run through the crowd. Apparently he's going to put the ball over the crowd as he spins the ball. Harpersville and Cooperstown have had four ties, and there have been six lead changes. And I said at one point, Harpersville's free throw shooting keeping them in the game. Here is case in point. They are 8-for-12 from the free throw line. That's 75%, or no, that's 67%, which is what they've done all through the postseason. That is exactly consistent with what they've been doing their four previous games. For Cooperstown, who for the season is shooting 55%, they are just 4-for-9 from the free throw line. They have the game's only three-pointer with Maggie Hall, who's got a team-high 7 points. But they're only 4-for-9 from the free throw line, and they have some people in foul trouble, whereas Harpersville only has Miranda Drummond and Marcy Ritter with two. Cooperstown has Alana Haggerty, Nicole Kring with two each, and Lucy Ford, their substitute center, with three fouls. So nobody's having trouble out front. It's all the underneath players. But for the leading scorers, Miranda Drummond, no surprise, 9 points for her. She's got 2 field goals, and she is 5-for-7 from the line. Savannah Murray with 6 points. She's 2-for-3 from the line. A basket by Holly Henry off the bench for two. Marcy Ritter, 1-for-2 from the line for the 1 point. For Cooperstown, they're led by, as I said, Maggie Hall with 7. Lucy Ford off the bench is 2-for-4 up in the line. She's got 4 points. 2 points for Nicole Kring, which was a nice individual move for best play of the game. A little sweep hook across the left side, which is her strength. Alana Haggerty with a basket for two. Summer Murdoch is 0-for-1. No points. She's their leading scorer. And Liz Malaya, their second leading scorer, has just 4 points. So some tendencies are not holding true, and some are. 7:25 left in this, the halftime. I guess they're giving the girls a little extra time because of the performance, but the winner of this game will play in the state semifinal against Friends Academy or Alexander Hamilton. That game will be at 12:30 March 16th at Hudson Valley Community College. Should Harpersville win the game, you can bet your bottom dollar we'll be there for that game. Class D game between Franklin and Oriskany. Something's got to give with the two undefeateds. The winner of that game will play next Saturday at 9 a.m. Is that really when you want to play? Well, you don't really have a choice. If you win, you want to play at 9 a.m. because that's the Final Four. That's the semifinal round, and they'll play Livingston Manor, who is the Section 9 champ and has already earned their place in the state Final Four. So that game will be 9. If Franklin wins it, again, we'll be there. Could we do a doubleheader? Never have done a doubleheader at Hudson Valley or Glens Falls, for that matter. I followed BG in 99, lost in the finals. Followed Sydney in 2002, lost in the finals. Followed Oxford the next year, lost in the first round. Followed Afton the next year, lost in the first round. And then last year, Harpersville, 2011, Harpersville made it to the finals, playing on Sunday in Class C, and lost in that one. Have not had a winning Class D school at the States for years truly, anyway. But that could change this year with the ability of Jordan Beers and the Franklin Lady Purple Devils. 5:45 to go. Let's take another break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the basketball game and what's ahead in the second half. So it's 19-18 if you're just tuning in. Cooperstown leads Harpersville. This is truly a game of similar styles, but not huge results as far as points go. We'll talk a little bit about that as we get set for the second half of the State Class C quarterfinal here at Oneonta State on WCDL.
We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates.
Are you ready? Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
It's all about you. It's all about you.
The more we know you and your financial goals, the more easily we can help you achieve them. Talk to us. Come on in and find out why so many of your neighbors use us for all their financial needs. Come by and see how easy it is to become an owner of your own financial institution. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back. And it is truly a grudge match here between between Harpersville and Cooperstown. And we welcome many folks who have logged on to WCDOsports.com from Cooperstown and the surrounding area. I truly am touched by the fact that Section 3 is covered. Try to keep it as down the middle as possible. Cooperstown is a fine team. I've always admired the coach and the program. And I do business in Cooperstown, too. So welcome to all Cooperstown folks who have logged in with us. And Windsor, New York as well. We've got them all the way from Texas and Florida and throughout Central New York. And that's always, as Martha Stewart would say, a good thing. So starting into the second half, we're about 2 minutes away. Cooperstown has a couple of concerns that I can see. Number one is their big players, their taller players, staying out of foul trouble. Number two, they've got to get Summer Murdoch more involved in the offense. Liz Malaya, who's a heck of a point guard, and heck, as a freshman, she was the MVP of the entire Class C tournament. Section 4 does not do that, and I kind of agree with that. But anyway, she's MVP. She does a lot of things very well. She forces it a little bit, but again, that's Harpersville's defense. So Liz has to sit back a little bit more, take the opportunities when they come. Perhaps some pick and rolls with the larger players would get Summer free and would get Liz free. Maggie Hall's keeping them in this game with some good outside shooting and good hustle, by the way, on long misses. She's out there by the foul line getting the rebound. Those are the two things. Keeping the big girls out of foul trouble and getting the guards more involved in the scoring part of the offense. For Harpersville, well, Miranda Drummond survived the half with the two fouls. There's no doubt she's an aggressive player and many times get the third foul. If she goes in with two fouls in the second half, chances are in the first 2 minutes she may pick up a third one. I'm sure Harpersville's hoping not. And then they've also got to get Shelby Medovich into the scoring a little bit more. And Savannah Murray, who has 6 points, she's got to spot up for a couple of threes, but, you know, nerves, everything playing into that. So, you know, it's easy to sit here and talk about it, but that's the way I see it. Possibly Shelby Medovich and Tatiana Sosnowski getting more involved in the offense, but they cannot complain about the work that Holly Henry and Sosnowski have done off the bench thus far. Same with Cooperstown. Lucy Ford, although three fouls, she's got 4 points, and that's a big deal. All right, our halftime show on WCDL brought to you by Maravito Energy Products, 563-HEAT, and more special sponsors. We got Twin Valley Finished Lumber, Quality Hardwoods of Sydney, Bergen's Auto Service of Franklin, Maravito Energy Products, Osterhout Madden Funeral Home in Harpersville, Meng Insurance all over the Southern Tier, Cohen and Fraser Billings of Franklin, Jessup House Billing Supply, Sydney Center. All right, we're ready for the second half, and hope you are too. Settle back, get your popcorn, and we are ready to go. Savannah Murray with the basketball to start the second half for Harpersville to Shelby Medovich. Around the screen, Murray from the foul line. Up and good. Savannah Murray with the basket gives Harpersville the lead, and we have got our seventh lead change. Here comes Liz Malaya down the right side. And there's Murdoch from 15. Oh, off the back of the rim. And a rebound that never happened. Haggerty lost it out of bounds. It's Haggerty, Kring, Hall, Murdoch, and Malaya, the starting five, back in there for Mike Niles' team. Same thing with Harpersville. Marcy Ritter, and now it's Medovich. Might have gotten away with the travel there. Back to Murray. Of course, Drummond's in there and Espy Gutierrez. Drummond taking her time. Trying to go back door to Murray. Nice pick off there by Malaya. Ahead to Murdoch. Nice spin move to avoid Drummond, but missed the shot underneath the basket. She hit the bottom of the rim. Up ahead to Drummond. Drummond, stop and pop. 18-footer. Good! Miranda Drummond with a game-high 11 points. Harpersville doing in the third quarter what they normally do in the first quarter, and that is getting out and running. 22-19. Our largest lead for the second time. Inside Kring. Right hand this time is good. In close. So Kring, who averages double figures, has just 4 points on just a couple of shots. Behind the back, Medovich. Now her shot blocked by Kring. Recovered by Haggerty. Kring with 4 blocks in the game. Playing very good on defense. And yes, Cooperstown, folks, we have 2 awards at the end. And all Cooperstown players are eligible today. Kring has the ball way out on the offense to Haggerty. Now it's to Malaya. Liz Malaya guarded by Savannah Murray. And there's a steal by Drummond up the right side. She avoids the defense. Up the right side still. Crossing over. Stop and pop at the foul line. It's good. Drummond with a basket. Instant offense for the Hornets. Drummond with a rebound or with a steal and a conversion. 24-21. No team is led by more than three. Murdoch. Good help by Drummond. They go to Hall. Now it's now it is Malaya driving in. Her shot is short. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up. Missed it. Rebound Kring, and she's fouled. It's either going to be Medovich or Ritter. A single digit. Is it 4 or 5? Okay, that answers my question. Medovich with what I think is her second foul. Well, they say it's her first. Okay. At the line, Kring to shoot two. Misses the first. Her first time at the line. Cooperstown shooting just 40%. They're 4 for 10. Kring at the line this year, 53%, and she gets there more than anybody. Misses the second shot. Murray out hustles Murdoch for the rebound. Here comes Drummond through a double team. Drummond lost it a little bit. Poise goes to Medovic. Medovic to Murray. Way out on top. Behind the back. Now a steal by Maggie Hall, but they're going to call her for a reach-in. That'll be two on Maggie Hall. Maggie Hall with 7 points leads this Cooperstown team. Inbounds, Gutierrez goes to Drummond. It's going to be whacked out of bounds. Maggie Hall averaging just 5.4 points per game. So she's already above that average. The inbound, Murray way up top to Medovic. Waiting for a screen. Around goes Drummond. Off the glass, good. Miranda Drummond with 15.6 in this quarter, and it's 26-21. Malaya all the way up the court. She lost it out of bounds. And is limping ever so slightly, but she is not going to come out of this game. Murray through traffic to the left side. Drummond for three. Shot blocked. Nice block by Summer Murdoch. You don't block three-point shots very often. Very clean. Nice job. Down the left side. Maggie Hall for three. It's going to be short. Rebound Murdoch off her shoe top, and Marcy Ritter takes advantage of that mishap. Up the floor, Medovic for a change. Medovic likes to go behind the back. Goes to Miranda Drummond. She is guarded like glue by Malaya. And on the switch behind the screen by Murray is the foul called on Summer Murdoch. So two team fouls on Cooperstown. Murray driving hard on the right side. Goes up on a leaner. It gets a very kind roll, but it's Gutierrez with the shot, actually. So Espy Gutierrez with her first basket, 28-21. All of a sudden, it's a seven-point lead, and Coach Mike Niles wants a timeout. 4:21 to go in the third quarter. We'll take a break. 28-21, Harpersville leads by seven. You're listening to the Section 4 versus Section 3 State Class C Girls Quarterfinal on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, this time Maggie Hall brings the ball up. Liz Malaya took off on a sprint to be the second person to get the ball. She shoots, and she's short. Rebound Drummond. She had a wide open shot, but just missed it a little short, and the ball went straight down. Drummond to Medovic. Hall tried to steal it, couldn't come up with it. Medovic for three. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound Murdoch. Murdoch has somebody way up there. He's going to throw it, and it's to Haggerty. The layup is no good. Followed on the play nicely by Espy Gutierrez. They chased the play and came up with a ball. Drummond for three. It's good! Miranda Drummond has doubled her first half output in the first 4.5 minutes of this second half. It's now 31-21. Down in the corner to Haggerty. Haggerty traveling. She did not put the ball on the floor. And now the poise of Cooperstown is starting to get away. And there's a substitution. Lucy Ford's going to come in shortly. Drummond, now she travels with the ball. She did the exact same thing. Started an offensive move, and gosh darn it, how many times have I said this during my 25 years doing this? You got to put the ball on the floor first before you move. You cannot fake and shuffle both feet. You just can't do it. The referees are still calling that one. 31-21. Hornets by 10. Before this, in the first half, nobody led by more than three. Lucy Ford is now in the ball game. Slight dynamic change. Gutierrez could not steal the ball from Maggie Hall, and Maggie Hall will score for Cooperstown. And then a steal by Murdoch. So Summer Murdoch's first basket is a hello surprise. Shot blocked by Nicole Kring, number five. Suddenly it's 31-25. Cooperstown not giving up by any means. And now a three-pointer by Hall, but it's short. Rebound, Kring. And there's a held ball. Kring goes down. Drummond had a blocked shot. They call it a held ball. And a timeout asked for by Coach Kurt Ernstbeck. He wants a full timeout. 31-25 with 2:37 to go. What a spirited move there by Cooperstown, scoring 4 points within 2 seconds. Our state quarterfinal basketball games today brought to you by a number of sponsors. They include Neil and the Gang at Bread and Butter Country Store in Harpersville. I sure as heck hope you've got the game on, and I'm sure you do. Sydney Federal Credit Union, Otigo Family Dental, Mike and everybody at Butler Auto Sales of Sydney, Dawn's Deli in Franklin, and the neighboring business, Shandello Federal Credit Union of Franklin. You'll hear Franklin sponsors, especially for that second game, and Harpersville sponsors for this game. Thank you very much. We've got 2:37 to go in the third quarter. Still anybody's ballgame. 31-25. Harpersville leads Cooperstown by six. Maggie Hall to Liz Malaya for three. Missed it, but after the shot, Malaya does the flop and will get a three-shot foul on a foul by Marcy Ritter. Marcy Ritter's third foul of the ball game. She's the first Hornet to get that. Three shots for Malaya. The first one is short. I tell you what, Liz Malaya has energy to burn. She is not. She had a little sting on the ankle moments ago, and she's jumping up and down and does not seem to feel any effects. Second shot is good. Malaya with a second shot good makes it 31-26, 5 points in a row. Ritter comes out. I think it's Holly Henry back in the game. Third shot is good. Two out of three. And Coach Mike Niles wants a timeout. 2:31 left, 31-27. Harpersville, it's six in a row, scored by Cooperstown. Let's go over this third quarter here so far. Harpersville, with Miranda Drummond doing most of the dirty work, gets 9 more points in the third quarter, helped by baskets by Savannah Murray and Esperanza Gutierrez. Made it a 31-21 lead. The only basket for Cooperstown coming off the shot and the right-hand basket of Nicole Kring. But Cooperstown shooting themselves, no pun intended, in the foot with missed free throws. They were 4 for 9 in the first half and 0 for the first 3 of the second half. And then Liz Malaya, the poised freshman, comes back and makes, after missing one, makes 2 more. So she's got 6 points. Maggie Hall leads the way with 9 points, and right after Maggie Hall's basket came the steal by Summer Murdoch and her first basket of the game. Remember, Murdoch averages 13.7, Liz Malaya 10.7, and Nicole Kring 10.5. That's roughly 45 points out of their 53. That's the bulk of the offense. Right now, Murdoch has 2, Malaya 6, and Kring 4, far below the average. Here comes some pressure defense now by Cooperstown. You knew it was going to happen eventually. They pass over it. Drummond to Henry. Her shot way off the mark. Drummond with a rebound and lost it out of bounds. Miranda Drummond, who normally would catch that and put it right back up, for some reason it slipped out of her hand and she couldn't recover. 31-27, and the Cooperstown Redskins have been storming back in the last 2 minutes. We've got 2:10 to play in the third quarter. Oh, a traveling violation by Malaya. Defense courtesy of Savannah Murray, who gave Malaya fits that time. Medovic passes to Drummond, who passes to Tatiana Sosnowski, who's in the game. Now it's Murray, a little cross up there with Medovic. Murray way up on top. Fakes going around the screen. Bounce pass inside to Sosnowski, and it's good off the left side. Tatiana Sosnowski with her first basket. First points for Harpersville during the run by Cooperstown of 6. So now it's 33-27. Nice crossover dribble by Malaya to the left side for Maggie Hall. Hall right back to Malaya to the foul line. The runner off the mark. Short rebound by Kring. And there's a possession arrow. Nice work by Sosnowski this time. But it should stay Redskins ball. Yep, it'll be Cooperstown's ball. The inbounder will be Malaya. The pick, the screen. It goes, try to go out to Lucy Ford. And I'm not sure. Somebody might have kicked it. So they'd switch it up. Now it's going to be Summer Murdoch. Up top for Maggie Hall. Hall, a jump pass to Malaya. Inside Murdoch. Off the glass, good. Summer Murdoch is starting to catch it. 33-29, a four-point differential. And with pressure defense, Malaya this time kicks it away on a Murray pass. If Harpersville can get over the initial pressure, they've got a three-on-two break. Murray up the left side. Hall nearly a steal, and there's going to be a possession arrow. Maggie Hall creates the jump ball right in front of me. Right in front of me. Good defense by Maggie Hall. She's got to watch out. She's got two fouls. Pass back to Drummond. Drummond is guarded by Murdoch. Nice crossover dribble to get by her. A three-pointer up. It's short. Rebound. Nobody. Maggie Hall will reach in and get it. And she breaks away from Sosnowski and call for the travel. Maggie Hall shows temper and slams the ball down. Fortunately for her, the official who made the call did not see her. But I think they're giving them a little bit of space here because it is tension-filled. It was not flagrant. 33-29. Murray goes in, shoots up, off the glass, no good. Might have gotten a hand on it. And there's the ball by Malaya. She fell, but the ball came free. Kring helps out. Now Liz has the ball back. Up the middle she comes, guarded by Savannah Murray. To the left side. Oh, Maggie Hall was not open. She has to come back to get it. Hall comes to the top of the key. Passes to nobody. It flies away and it goes out of bounds. Two players, Ford and Murdoch, made the same cut at the same time. And the ball just whizzed by them both. 37 seconds to go in the third quarter. 33-29, Harpersville with the lead and the ball. Drummond fakes up the right, goes to the left side. There's a steal, near steal by Murdoch. Murray, shot blocked by Malaya. Inside, Drummond got pushed on the shot, and she's going to get two. And Cooperstown fans are starting to get ornery. A shot, another three-point shot. Well, no, it was just inside the line. And foul's going to go on Lucy Ford, and that's her fourth. So the height factor right now for Cooperstown is going to change as Alana Haggerty comes in, 5'9", replacing the 6'1", Lucy Ford. Drummond, meanwhile, makes the first of two. And this is the first free throw shot by Harpersville in the second half. She misses the second one. Nice tap out there by Kring. Tapped it right to Summer Murdoch. That might be something they've worked on. 34-29, Harpersville by 5. Cooperstown with the last shot. 12 seconds to go. Keep an eye on the clock. Malaya to the left side. She's going to shoot just inside the line. It's good with 2 seconds to go. They will not get a shot off. Big basket by freshman Liz Malaya. 8 points in the game for her. 34-31. Harpersville leads by 3. Can't wait for the fourth quarter from Oneonta State. Your Class C state quarterfinal action on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back. What a game. 34-31. Maggie Hall standing right in front of me, ready to inbound for the last quarter, or possibly not. Let's see what happens here. All right, up the floor, Cooperstown with Liz Malaya, who made that buzzer short buzzer beater. She drives in. It's out of bounds. It'll be a jump ball as Malaya took a real tumble, and she, again, is hurting on the ankle. It's turned back over with a possession arrow, anyway, to Harpersville. It's Murray, Drummond, Medovich, Henry is in the game, and Sosnowski. High post, Sosnowski. Ball hit from behind, but Murray recovers. Sosnowski not expecting that one. Drummond driving in right side. She goes under the basket. Missed it. Gets the second shot. No good. Rebound is on the floor. The ball is on the floor. Kring contested by Henry. Haggerty helps out. And now Cooperstown has control. Liz Malaya with 7:16 to go. Another chance for the Redskins. Her last drive ended hitting the hard wood in a hard way. Alana Haggerty, Liz Malaya, Nicole Kring, Maggie Hall, and Summer Murdoch, who's been held to 4 points. She's driving in. Shot blocked by Drummond and a beauty because she collects it too. Here she comes, getting by Hall, and that's going to be a foul reaching in on Maggie Hall. Now, there were only 5 fouls called total, two on Harpersville, 3 on Cooperstown in the entire third quarter, but one of those was on Lucy Ford, giving her Cooperstown 4 fouls. That one called on Maggie Hall. That is her third, team's fourth. So Murray over to Drummond right side. She's open for 3. Steps back, shoots, and it's off the rim. Rebound Murdoch. And there's a foul on the outlet. And let's see, is that on Murray or Drummond? Oh, okay. Tatiana Sosnowski. 2 fouls on Sosnowski. Murray is making Liz Malaya earn everything, including dribbles up the floor. Normally, a player waits till half court before picking her up. Murray, with only 1 foul, isn't given an inch. Around a screen, Malaya again hitching on that leg. No call by the officials, so they're keeping it consistent. Malaya, now guarded by Drummond. Turns her. Oh, Malaya! Got off her feet, could not pass it in time. It's stolen by Murray. Murray, behind the back, shot is up and good. Savannah Murray hits double figures with 10. Drummond and Murray drive this engine, and right now they've combined for 29 of the 36 Harpersville points. Hornets by 5. Malaya outraces Murray down the floor, drives up, and again possession arrow, and again Malaya hits the floor hard. I'm hearing elbow or knee or tailbone or something. Liz Malaya is getting hazardous duty today. She has hit the hardwood several times. Good block, though, by Drummond. Inbounds it comes. Is it Kring? The turnaround is no good, but she is fouled. Oh, that's going to be on Miranda Drummond on the shot block attempt. That's 3 on Drummond. And so, Coach Kurt Ahrensbeck would like a timeout. 36-31. There's 5:58 to go. Our ball game on WCBL, the first of 2 today, brought to you by these following special sponsors: our local assemblyman, Cliff Crouch, Rich's Auto Body in Franklin, Egley Machine Company of Sydney, Beagle's Plumbing and Heating of Harpersville, Chambers and O'Hare Car and Truck Center of Sydney, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney, and National Bank of Delaware County in Franklin. Also by TEPCO Automotive in Bainbridge, Amerigas in Sydney, Roberts Eye Care of Sydney, and Vestal, Hawkins Manufactured Housing, or Hawkins Homes, if it, as it were, in Harpersville, C.H. Landers Funeral Home of Sydney, NBT Bank with locations all around Central New York, and by the Beldon Hill Golf Course in Harpersville. At the end of this game, we'll have a short post-game show, and NBT Bank is our sponsor of the Outstanding Offense Award. Bang Insurance is the sponsor of our Dynamic Defense Award, and I see several very worthy candidates on both sides, and both are up for grabs today. Cooperstown already having 1 game in the books. In fact, Nicole Kring, as I look back, was the, I think she was, now let's go all the way back to the first game of the season. was our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. There she is at the foul line right now. Nicole Kring misses. She is 0-for-3 from the line. She is the one who gets, she coming into this game, 139, more than twice that of any other teammate. Second shot is also no good. Rebound, Drummond on the fly. Drummond, smart enough not to go back court. It's Murray to the left side. Boy, Cooperstown cannot get a free throw. Murray from the foul line, no good. Shot goes to the left. Sosnowski dives but can't get the ball. It is Maggie Hall up the floor for Cooperstown to Summer Murdoch. Murdoch still trying to find her range. Maggie Hall around the screen to the right side. Haggerty wide open. She's not a shooter, though. Hall to Haggerty. She's still open. They give her space. Holly Henry guarding her loosely. Ellen Vibbert in the game. Now Kring going to drive in hard. Goes up and is fouled by probably Savannah Murray on the switch. Yep, that's her second. Five team fouls. Suddenly, three fouls in a row called on Harpersville. Nicole Kring back at the line. I'd said she gets to the floor twice as much as any teammate, but right now she's 0-for-4 from the line. 0-for-5 from the line. Wow, that... It gets inside your head after a while, even though you can't get more than three at any time. She's 0-for-2, 0-for-2, and now 0-for-1. Let's see if she makes this one. And no, that's off the back of the rim. Kring goes for the offensive rebound. Give her credit for hustling for that one. That is a gamer. To the right side for Haggerty. The right side, they give her room. She doesn't shoot it. Vibbert back to Haggerty on the right corner. Cross-court pass to Kring. Kring driving on. Goes to Haggerty. And puts it up. Wild shot. Missed it. Kring. And Drummond battling for the ball. Looks like Drummond touched it last. 36-31. 4:58 left. Harpersville by 5. They have led by as much as 10. And we've got another timeout. Short timeout for us. Well, I gave you the score and the time. It is the Class C Girls State Quarterfinal from Oneonta State. And you're listening to it live on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, so the short timeout by Coach Kurt Ahrensbeck, and coming out of that now, Cooperstown the chance to get the margin from 5 down to 2 or 3. The inbounds comes to Maggie Hall. Bounce pass low to Kring. Drummond gets a hand in it. Vibbert shoots from the foul line. It's off the front of the rim and takes the second bounce forward. Ellen Vibbert with her first points. Vibbert on the season, averaging .3 a game. Murray, left side, drives in, puts it up and good. Savannah Murray found just a little sliver of room on the left baseline. The floater is good. Haggerty. Left side, into the corner for Murdoch. Murdoch, an 18-footer, is off the mark. Rebound, Sosnowski. Outlets to Murray. Murray up the right side now, or left side, rather. Goes to the left side for Drummond. Drummond around the screen. Goes up hard, off the glass, good. Miranda Drummond with 21 points. She hit the 1,000-point mark earlier this season in a big win over, large win over Afton after the frustrating loss to Unadilla Valley. She's got a chance to hit. Nah, I don't think 2,000. Haggerty, a hard move on the right side. Down the lane she comes. And Alana Haggerty, who has had a terrific postseason, scores on a much-needed basket. And we'll see if Coach Ahrensbeck wants him to use some clock. Drummond around the screen. Three-pointer up and off the mark. Rebound way out there by Maggie Hall, 40-35. Hall now playing the point. They're going to set up Malaya, I'm sure. She swings it around. Actually, she's not in the game right now. I think she's on a break, that last break before the end of the before the finish. She's chopping it to get back in, though, I can tell you that. Maggie Hall around Murray. In the corner, it's Haggerty again. She's going to drive hard on the baseline. Kicks it across. Knocked away by Medovich. Going for the ball is Murray and Vibbert. Murray to Drummond. She's going to score the layup. And a foul. Savannah Murray and Miranda Drummond 2 years ago went to Hudson Valley as support players for Hannah Kimmel and the rest of the crew, Livermore, McIlwain, and crew. They are now premier players. And the shot by Drummond is off the mark. Going into the corner, Henry going to bump Haggerty. And that's going to be the sixth team foul. So Harpersville shooting 60% as the team from the line, 9 for 6 for 15. Oh, Drummond with a jammed finger just tried to steal that ball in front of me, and she is right in front of me in pain. Oh, my. You know that sound and that feeling when you try to steal a pass and the finger just collapses? That's exactly what happened. Drummond is going to get back in the game, or she's going to step out for just a second. I think the official, citing the rules, if you can't get right back on the floor, you've got to come out. So Coach Ehrensbeck is saying, look, if I get a timeout, she doesn't have to come off the floor. So that's exactly what they're going to do. They're going to call a timeout. 2:50 to play. Harpersville by 7, 42-35. Oh, my goodness. Let's review this for a second. That last play where Drummond scored but missed the free throw. I'm trying to back it up as best I can. Savannah Murray, there was a loose ball. Murray and Ellen Vibbard for Cooperstown were hustling together for the ball. Murray may have gotten away with a little bit of a shove-off or a push-off or possibly just going for position. And the ball came right in front of Coach Ehrensbeck on the Harpersville bench to my left, closest to the Harpersville basket. Murray finally grabbed it, turned around, and who is sprinting down almost unguarded? Miranda Drummond. But there were players who were chasing her at the time. Drummond crossed over to the left side with one dribble and scored the layup. Trying to see who the foul is on. Let's see. 25, Maggie Hall has 3. I've already got that. Number 50, oh, Nicole Kring. That's who got it. Nicole Kring got the foul. There were two players chasing Drummond. So Drummond has 23, missed the free throw. But I was talking about free throws before. Harpersville, 9 for 15, that's 60%. They've been averaging 66% in the playoffs, the four games of the playoffs. Cooperstown for the season shooting 55%, but right now they are just 5 for 19. Including two in a row by Liz Miller and two in a row by Lucy Ford. Pass goes down low to Summer Murdoch. She's in the right corner. Going for a shot. Nice move. Right side. She shoots with the right hand going left across the key and scores the basket. Here comes the press. Murdoch with 6 points all in the second half. Murray has a free lane up the left side. She's double teamed. Oh, a steal attempt by Murdoch. No good. So it's 5-on-4. Sosnowski starts to put the ball in motion, but she moved her feet first. That is a definite travel violation. All right, so Gutierrez came in briefly for Drummond because that's what they had to do. Drummond still feeling the effects on her hand. Let's see if that has any effect on her basketball game. 42-37. Murdoch's basket made it a 5-point game. 2:19 to play in this regulation. Kring is at the top of the key to Liz Valea on the right wing. Around a screen, Murdoch for three. Off the back of the rim. Running to get the ball is Medovich. Medovich fights her way to get free and then passes to Savannah Murray. Murray is guarded by Liz Valea. Murray, nice job across the key. To the right, left side, rather, for Drummond. Drummond guarded by Haggerty. Starts back, goes forward, goes back again. Drummond passes, floats it over to Murray. Murray with 12 on the shot clock. From the foul line, up off the back of the rim. Rebound, Kring with nobody in her way. And here comes Cooperstown again, trailing by 5 with a minute 42 to play. Valea up the floor. Got to put it up off the right side. No good. Hits the deck again. Kring with a rebound for 2. Nicole Kring with 6 points. And now it's Mike Niles with the basket. Mike Niles has never been, never ever been an excitable guy. So far, he is not panicked. So 42-39 with a minute 33. We'll take a short break. 1:33 to go in this regulation of the Class C girls quarterfinal state playoff game on WCDO.
Jess F. House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jess F. House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything for over 90 years. Downtown Sydney Center.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
I know a lot of people are here for the next game, but I see a lot of orange and black behind me and a lot of blue and gold in front of me and a lot of other basketball fans, some purple devil purple from Franklin and some maroon and white from Oriskany. The winner of this game, just to complete the thought, the winner of this game, whoever survives and advances, will play at 12:30 next week in Hudson Valley against the winner of Friends Academy out of Long Island and the downstate representative, Alexander Hamilton. Harbersville passes to a 3-on-1. It's going to be Medovich and a heavy block out of bounds. Shelby Medovich got the ball at half court. They had beat the press with a 3-on-1, and she went all the way. The defender remains a mystery. I didn't see because I watched the ball. Sosnowski, her inbound pass is knocked away by Alana Haggerty. That's a tall team out there for Cooperstown. Kring, Haggerty, Hall, Malaya, and Murdoch. And even though Malaya almost got the steal. Murdoch's the guard. She's still as tall as Drummond. Drummond, shots from the foul line. Bank shot, no, in and out. Rebound. Murdoch off to Hall. Hall up the right side. Hall crosses over to the left for Murdoch. Murdoch for three, blocked by Medovich, but collected by Murdoch. The runner again, too hard, rebound, Kring, block on the shot, no, check that. Oh, a fourth foul on Miranda Drummond. Summer Murdoch, who has not forced a shot, she's done, every shot she's taken has been good, she just hasn't had a lot of looks. She forced an outside shot, it was blocked by Shelby Medovich, but Murdoch didn't give up on the play. Got to give her a gold star for that. Two shots for Kring. And this shot is no good. Nicole Kring, 0 for 7, and the team is 5 for 20. 1:03 to play. 42-39. This one also missed. And Sosnowski couldn't hang on. It's pulled away by Haggerty. Back outside to Maggie Hall. Break for Cooperstown, but they earned it. Murdoch for three. Short. Rebound. Kring. Back outside. 50 seconds to go. Top of the key, Maggie Hall. Right side, Murdoch for three. It's good! It's good! High game! Murdoch with 9 points. And a timeout asked for. Oh, Cooperstown is on fire. 42-42. They have come back from a 10-point deficit at 31-21. And let's go back. Let's go back to the block shot on the fast break. Harpersville has only had 2 fast break points tonight, and that's the Drummond foul and basket right before the timeout, or one of the timeouts. And when Shelby Medovich led a 3-on-1 break and they did not score, Cooperstown just fired up 3 3-point shots and kept getting the rebound. Nicole Kring could have easily put the ball back up with 55 seconds to go. Why not? You've got lots of time. They decided to go for the three. Summer Murdoch's shot went up and in. She's got 9 points all in the second half. So now it is a full court man-to-man press. The ball comes into Murray. Murray gets away from Malaya. Malaya up the floor. She's going to go over to Drummond for three. It's up, and it is good! Drummond with a magic three-pointer. 45-42, off the hands of Summer Murdoch. Cooperstown might have panicked to get the ball up as fast as they could, but it went off the hands of Summer Murdoch. And another timeout asked for on the floor by Mike Niles. 45-42. It'll be Harpersville's ball with the lead. For some reason, this court keeps the scores down low. Cooperstown averaging 53 points a game. Harpersville averaging 58 points a game, and they've gone in the 70s a couple of times this year. But the score remains 45-42 with 33.7 seconds to go. Here's the foul situation, and this is something to keep in mind. Harpersville has committed 7 fouls, so if they foul Cooperstown, if they score, they can foul Cooperstown and force a 1-1. Cooperstown only has 5 team fouls, so they cannot foul, and well, they can foul and stop the clock. It would take 2 fouls to get Harpersville at the line. Here's another couple of things to keep in mind. Miranda Drummond has 26 points, but she also has 4 fouls. So Cooperstown girls are huddling a lot like you see the college teams do. They're saying, this is it, girls. All right. So they're going to overplay on this play. They're going to overplay. And the fake goes to Sosnowski. Cross court to Drummond. Drummond up the floor. And a bump by Haggerty is going to put Miranda Drummond. No, it won't put Miranda Drummond at the line. That stops the clock at 29.5. I got to remember what I said to you before. That's only the 6th foul. Haggerty's 3rd on the day. Lucy Ford on the bench, the only one with 4 fouls. Here comes the play. And they go in the corner to Sosnowski. She gets away, pass over to Henry. Off the glass, no good. Rebound. 23 seconds to go. Cooperstown has another chance. Up the floor. And a blocking call will be called. And a nice foul for Holly Henry, because Liz Malaya could have been called for an offensive foul. Malaya put her shoulder down and bumped both Henry to the side, and Drummond fell back and hit her head. She's now feeling the back of her head. And that's when you got to start thinking about concussion. But Holly Henry's foul, her 2nd. At the line, Liz Malaya, their best free throw shooter today. The shot is up, and it is good. So there is plenty of time. 19.3 seconds. Malaya, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 free throws she has taken. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 she has made. There's only been 2 other free throws made this afternoon by Cooperstown. So somewhere my numbers are wrong. Malaya has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 2 for Lucy Ford, so that's 7. So I stand corrected. There's 7 for something here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. So they're 7 for 21, 33%. There's only been 1 three-pointer for them. Or 2 three-pointers. I'm sorry. How could I forget Summer Murdoch shot? 2 three-pointers for Cooperstown. 1 three-pointer. 2 three-pointers for Harpersville. Both off the hands of Miranda Drummond. So 19.3 seconds to go. Big play here for Liz Malaya. If she makes it, it's a 1-point difference. Harpersville still has to get possession of the ball. Malaya's 2nd shot. She goes for the make, and it misses. Drummond with a rebound. Drummond, triple teamed, and she's fouled with 15.3 seconds to go. Well, Liz Malaya was the perfect one to commit the foul. She didn't have any. So at the line, Miranda Drummond. Underneath the basket, Haggerty and Kring. Next to them, Sosnowski and Medovic. Shot is up, and it's off the rim, no good. And the outlet comes to Cooperstown. 45-43, 10 seconds to go, and just saved inside. Medovic with a block. Oh, did Cooperstown catch a major break? Summer Murdoch off her hands. I could have sworn it hit the sideline. The ref said no. Then she tried to pass, and Medovic blocked the pass and went to get the ball, and they say yes, it did touch the end line there. 7 seconds to go. It's Maggie Hall. Maggie Hall against Sosnowski. Now Haggerty goes in, lost the ball. It's on the floor. It's recovered by Henry. Pass to Murray, and Harpersville is going to the state Final Four. Harpersville wins 45-43. You talk about survive in advance. This team just survived, and this team just advanced. Oh, my gosh, what a finish. And you know what they say about one team having to win and one team having to lose. Oh, my gosh. This is exactly what I mean. 45-43. Harpersville could not, I'm sorry, Cooperstown could not get a shot off. And there's Pat Grasso in charge today. Well, in this game, Kurt Ehrensbeck's the chairman, so he had to have Pat Grasso be in charge. He slowly walked over, picked up the ball, and the legendary Hall of Fame coach brings it back to the victorious Harpersville bench. 45-43. I still can't believe what kind of game we saw today. It lived up to everything we expected, with the possible exception of the lower score. But again, it survived in advance. Oh, my goodness. And I guess you got a point to free throws. Without blaming anybody or giving too much praise to anybody, that's free throws. Help Harpersville win, or the lack of made foul shots did not allow Cooperstown to advance. Either of these teams would have done this area proud, I can guarantee you. All right, so we're going to take a break and hear from our postgame sponsors. In fact, let me read them to you. We've had them all year long. Mang Insurance, the Dynamic Defense Award sponsor. Mang Insurance has been serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years. They're proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. And at Mang Insurance, we insure your life. By NBT Bank, our outstanding offensive award sponsor. NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day, and they're happy to support the area's high school athletes. NBT Bank has served the community for more than 150 years. Member FDIC. We'll be back to take a look at this game and count the scores before we take a short break and head to the second game. So stick around. It's Section 4 versus Section 3, state quarterfinal playoff day on WCDL.
At NBT Bank, we're committed to delivering the best in community banking. That's why we introduced iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive offers free checking, debit, and savings accounts that help you build and manage your personal finances, and will be there every step of the way to help you grow your money skills. At NBT Bank, we're as committed as you are to achieving your goals. Visit nbtbank.com/iStrive or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank, member FDIC.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat?
Vanilla. That's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at manginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, home office, New Berlin, New York.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. And, well, the last tie we had was 42-42, and the final was 45-43, Harpersville. There were five ties in this game, and there were seven lead changes. The seventh one early in the second half was exactly that. It was the last one needed for Harpersville to win, as Logan Murray inside that Hornets costume and his sister Savannah will head up to Hudson Valley with the Hornets to take on the winner Friends Academy and Alexander Hamilton High School. All right, for the Cooperstown Lady Redskins, a very, very balanced effort. 9 points for Liz Malaya, 9 points for Summer Murdoch, and 9 points for Maggie Hall. For Maggie Hall, that was one of her best scoring games of the season, and she certainly led Cooperstown in the first half as they took the 19-18 first half lead. Nicole Kring finished with 6 points. Alana Haggerty with four, and Lucy Ford, 4 points all in the second quarter. There were 15 two-pointers. There were 2 3-pointers. And it was, somehow I've got an extra free throw in there, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Somehow I got an extra free throw in there, and it doesn't matter. It's the final is 47. So it was 6 free throws for 21 tries for 43 points. Harpersville. Who else is leading the way? Miranda Drummond, 26 points, 2 3-pointers. She had 9 points in the third quarter and another 7 in the fourth quarter. In a low-scoring game, that meant everything to Harpersville. 6 for 10 from the line. The 2 3-pointers for this team, 7 2-pointers, 26 points. Miranda Drummond, your NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner. And second on the team scoring-wise, as she has been most of the year, Savannah Murray with 12 points, including 2 big baskets in the fourth quarter as Cooperstown kept making their comebacks. She finishes with 12. That's Savannah Murray. And Savannah Murray, for the job she did defensively on the Section 3 MVP tournament-wise of Liz Malaya, Savannah Murray will win our Dynamic Defense Award sponsored by Mang Insurance. She shut Malaya down to the point where basically free throws were it for her, and just 2 baskets for Malaya in the game, and that spoke volumes. And that's another reason the score was kept so low. Just good defense for both teams, no question about it. Now, helping the way, Marcy Ritter hit a free throw. Hallie Henry had a basket in the second quarter, and Esperanza Gutierrez had a basket, so just 5 points other than the Murray, 7 points other than the Murray and Drummond dynamics. That was the Sosnowski basket in the third quarter, so 45 points. There were 15 two-pointers just like Cooperstown. There were 2 3-pointers just like Cooperstown. The big difference, they had 30 and 6 is 45, or 30. They had 9 free throws. Yep, 36, and 9 is 45. So 9 free throws in 14 attempts. So congratulations again to Coach Kurt Ahrensbeck. At halftime, we will have an interview with Kurt, as he is the chairman for the rest of the day in Section 4 Girls. So we'll have that at halftime. In the meantime, we will take a break, come back. Joe will reset, and when we come back, it'll be the warm-up time for Franklin and Oriskany in the state Class D quarterfinals from Oneonta State on your local sports leader, WCDO.